HWSR boys basketball coach Riley Shipper joins me after the Cougars fell 66-25 here against Appleton Parkersburg in the season opener. And coach, certainly kind of a tough way to start your season. What's kind of your take on this one and how this game went for you guys tonight?
Yeah, it wasn't anything we didn't expect. We knew they'd come out, they'd get in transition, and we didn't do a very good job in that first quarter of getting back in transition. But I was most happy with the way the resolve we showed in the second quarter. I thought we played a really, really good second quarter tonight. We competed. I thought our guys' effort was really, really high. Guys on the floor defensively communicating really, really well. And AP did a great job of executing their offense, hit some shots, hit some open shots, and you got to live with that sometimes. But we can really build, from there and from the way, especially from that second quarter. And like I said, the resolve we showed in that second quarter proves to me that, we're not going to quit on anything no matter what the score is, and we can really build. It's game one. There's a lot of things we can clean up, and we'll get those cleaned up in film. But, the effort-wise, you can't teach that. And, proud of the kids for the way they competed. Mm-hmm.
Last week you told me that you'd be facing a team that likes to run things quick, plays at a really high tempo. How did you think the guys kind of adjusted that over the course of the game, especially in that second quarter, being able to kind of go back and forth with them for a little while in that second period?
Yeah, they do a really good job of getting the ball out of the hoop or off of rebounds and getting it out in transition, and which doesn't allow you to go get offensive rebounds very, very easily. So, we just had to send one last guy to get offensive rebounds, get back and get in position to play defense. And when we're setting our defense, I think we're pretty good. We're pretty long. We're pretty active. And I thought we touched a lot of basketballs. We had some steals. We got a lot of steals in that second quarter, and it put us in a good place. They like to get out and run. And I'm happy. It was something we had to be ready for, but it got us ready, for what we're going to see Friday night. We see East Marshall Friday night, and they're going to do the same thing. They want to get up in you and try to turn you over and play fast. And, really, I didn't think we turned the ball over in the backcourt a lot. It was the guys coming from behind, after half court. I thought we handled the pressure pretty well. But we've still got to be better at it, and we've got to make a bunch of shots.
Mm-hmm. AP ended up shooting 23 pointers. 20 of their 51 shot attempts were threes. So, is forcing teams to a lot of threes, is that kind of what you guys are trying to do more defensively this year, or is that just a result of tonight's game, trying to keep it out of the paint? What was kind of your take on that?
I think that was more us trying to keep it out of the paint tonight. We went some man to start the game, and I didn't think we were going to be able to keep guys in front of us. We've got to try it. We've got to be able to do it at times, and unfortunately, we weren't going to be able to keep guys in front of us. So, playing a zone, it's going to leave open shots. But, I think, sometimes you just got to tip your hat and say, guys made shots. And the Wedekind kid can flat out shoot it. And he did a really good job tonight scoring it, and he's going to all year. So we've got to identify shooters a little bit better. But, yeah, I thought we did a good job in the paint. They've got some good bigs. We'll adjust, and we've just, we'll keep competing.
Bo Starr, 10 points to lead the way here tonight. I had him unofficially a 4 of 8 from the field, including a couple of three-pointers. Will Hoffmeister looks like a 4 points next leading scorer. So when it kind of comes to some of those guys that you'll be counting on this year, tell me a little bit about those guys and maybe some of the potential you saw from some guys here tonight.
Yeah, obviously Bo's going to get a bunch of our shots, and teams are going to know that. So it's going to be the guys that play off of Bo. Blake Willems is going to have big nights. Will Hoffmeister is going to have big nights. Tristan Dennis made a couple three-pointers for us tonight, which gets his confidence going. Trey Seiten's going to be able to score it. The young guys, Lane Olson and Tegan Menega, our two freshmen, came in, did a nice job, and got their first – got their whistle wet, and some experience, and against a really good team, so I think it proves to them that they're capable of competing. We'll have guys step up. We'll be able to run some stuff through Bo that gets guys a lot of open shots. And I thought Bo really did a really good job when he did get on the floor. He didn't play in that first quarter. Just some team issues, but some stuff we had to handle. But yeah, when he came in, he did a really nice job. I think Bo led the charge as far as, getting on the floor, those hustle things. And that gets guys to follow. When Bo's really good and being a leader, guys will follow him. And we need that out of him.
All right. And any thoughts on East Marshall coming up here on Friday in your next action?
Yeah, I think East Marshall's really good. I think they're one of those top five teams in our conference. I really do. They didn't really lose anybody. They get out. They get after you. They can sub, and they – they don't lose any, they don't fall off, you know, when their subs come in. So you got to take care of the basketball. You got to value it. You got to score it when you can and be able to, you know, just execute and then again, get back defensively, live ball turnovers, you know, lead to points. And so it's one of those things where if you take care of the basketball, we'll be okay.
All right. HWSR head coach Riley Shipper here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time tonight.
All right. Thanks, John.